Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the power of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Easter morning. This morning is a glorious celebration of the power of God's love. This morning we celebrate God and that God is love and that God loves us, each and every one of us. God raised Jesus from the dead, and in that amazing moment, God overcame the power of violence and death. This means that the pains of this life, of our lives, including the sorrow when we lose a loved one, will not last forever. Our tears will be wiped away and our joy restored. This morning, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, and in that amazing moment, God overcame the power of sin. And sin is whatever we do that separates us from God and from each other. This means that God has given us the strength to love others, and God will direct us in the way of loving. Because of Jesus' resurrection, because God overcame death and sin, we can love others like God loves us. This means our inclinations to maybe not notice someone, or to dismiss them, or to even hurt people can be overcome. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too can become people of great love in our world. This morning we celebrate the most amazing moment when the whole world was offered life with Jesus. Abundant life, everlasting life, a life that is rich and full, more than we could have ever imagined. God is present with us day by day, moment by moment. The Holy Spirit is within us, filling us and guiding us. And God's people are surrounding us, holding us up and loving us. This life of loving and being loved is ours because of Jesus' resurrection, an event that is both joyous and fearsome, and it changes everything. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can believe that life is stronger than death, that love is greater than hate, that compassion and mercy are stronger than judgment, and that sorrow and pain are not our final reality. There is so much joy in this, and it will reach our most tender places if we allow it. This joy can transform our deepest pain and our most bitter disappointments. At the same time, as we experience the joy of the resurrection, it remains fearsome news as well. It's fearsome news because it changes everything. Not just for Mary, who found the tomb empty and feared about where they had taken Jesus' body. And not for Peter, who inspected the tomb and did not understand what had happened. Not for the people later on in the upper room where Jesus suddenly appears through locked doors. And not just for Thomas, who knew that Jesus being alive broke every rule. The resurrection of Jesus is fearsome for us as well. Things can and should be different because Jesus is alive. Jesus' victory of life over death doesn't make all evils go away. Sickness and poverty and hunger, discrimination and death continue. But you all know that already. And you know that there will be some hard days ahead for you. And you know that there will be disappointments and betrayals and suffering. You already know that there will be times where you are overcome by the evil you see or experience. What Jesus' resurrection gives us is the courage to refuse to surrender to the power that we find in evil and death. It gives us the strength to live through all the little deaths we face when our hearts break, when we lose someone we love, and when sorrow and fear seem stronger than anything else. Jesus' resurrection allows us to keep on the path of love, even when it seems like the power behind hate and evil may be stronger. The resurrection is fearsome because it calls us to love others, friends and strangers, loved ones, and as Jesus tells us, even our enemies. This can be really hard to do. We're asked to die to ourselves, to stop our desires that aren't in line with love. This Easter morning, we celebrate God's power to bring new life, eternal life with Him, and that is worthy of so much joy. Yet, many of us are also feeling a heaviness in our hearts because of the difficulties and sorrows of life. Sometimes, it is just too much, and that is when we listen to Jesus' tender, compassionate, loving encounter with Mary at the empty tomb, when he says to her, "Why are you weeping? It's me. I'm still here." Jesus is alive and present and loving us always. This morning, we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead, and our lives are transformed by that moment. We're transformed by the power of God's love for us. We are changed by God's love in us. And God's love moves through us. This is the power of the resurrection. So today, I hope you leave here full of love, knowing that God loves you totally and completely, and go out into the world prepared to love those whom you encounter, because you are full of the power of the resurrection, the power to love. Amen.